Hello everybody, welcome to today's 1 hour special. So yes, as you can hear, that was Eminem, The Way I Am. And as I promised on my last, podcast I made, which of course it was the charts that I normally do, I did promise that I would do 1 hour special on drugs in music, and how many people die from this disease, you know. And I've got some statistics. We'll start with statistics. Now, before I start, I will get to that in a minute. Before I start, right, this is just a talk about drugs in music, and perhaps in society, and a little bit of backstory to give it more weight, if you know what I mean. So I will be doing this not to to challenge anyone, not to misinform, but to help people to understand that glorifying this stuff, these substances, is actually causing more problems in society. And it's not golden, it's not magic, right? It's not like, you know, something, this thing is going to do this or going to do that. It's going to make you look hard, it's going to make you look big. Do you know what I mean? It's nothing like that. So this is what this is all about. So I'm not directing it at any one person, not any one rap star, although rap stars' names will be mentioned. Some songs will be mentioned. But it's not directed in that way. It's to inform, to understand, and why all these people are dying. And there's nothing wrong with that, is there? So we'll get on with it. The rate of death relating to drugs misuse in 2021 was 53.2 deaths per million people. The male rate of drug misuse deaths was 77.5% deaths per million, 2,206 registered deaths, and the female rate was 29.3 deaths per million, 854 deaths. And that was in 2021. The statistics in 2022, because that's the only thing I've got, is way higher. And let's look at it this way, right? It's not the biggest killer in the world, in the UK. In England anyway, dementia and Alzheimer's remain the leading cause of death in 2022. 94.7 deaths per 100,000, 4,477 deaths. In Wales, heart disease remained the leading cause of death. 102.4 deaths per 100,000 people, 294 deaths. So there you go. It's not the leading cause of deaths, but it's still not good, is it? And of course, I haven't got the statistics for drugs misuse for 2022 at this moment in time. So we got to look at the backstory for the music industry. The biggest cause of antisocial behaviour and drugs misuse in the kids and the adults started really, in my opinion, remember these are only my opinions from my own research, it started with West Coast rappers and these films that came out. It's also UK law, and that we'll get onto that in a bit, because that's got a lot to do with it. So I have to mention bands, NWA, You know, everything that came from what we've seen today is, and Snoop Dogg, of course, it's all to do with them. They brought this kind of glorification of gang violence, drugs misuse, drugs, in fact, completely. Although beforehand, let's get it right. Let's be right about this. There's always been a drugs issue before NWA came along on the scene, but it wasn't quite the same. It was nowhere near as big. I mean, of course, you had can't remember his name now. He's a black guy, and Bob Marley. That's it. He used to smoke this shit, and the thing was back in say the 60s, maybe even the 70s. Fuck off. Was the stuff then was pure, was natural. There's nothing added to it like it is today. So when he was doing that shit, yes, it was fucking his lungs up, but it wasn't quite as dangerous as it is today. And it probably wasn't nowhere near as smelly. So it's a little different to what it is today. In fact, I'd say a lot different. So, yes, there was LSD and speed. There's always been that. I don't think there was much back in the 60s, 70s, 80s. I think cocaine and stuff like that was quite a rare thing. I think it was more for, like, you get it if you're a superstar pop singer or rock singer. But for the majority of people, that type of substance wasn't really about. It was too expensive for lots of people. So you see what I mean? So you get the backstory. It wasn't quite as problematic as it is now. We didn't have kids high as a kite in the 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s. When I was a kid, wasn't exposed to this shit, you know, and none of us was, and we didn't even mention it. Wasn't even in the vocabulary. So you know, we wasn't exposed to it. So you see the backstory now. Wasn't in the music. No music. Not even. There wasn't rap music then, but no music. No, not on the TV. Not nothing. We didn't have that problem even in movies, in the films that we saw. There was nothing. Yeah, there was kind of violence and stuff like that. Of course there was, but it wasn't the same way as it is now. So then suddenly, this group from America came along called NWA, Niggas With Attitude. And they brought out some incredibly good music. Some of their songs were fucking ridiculous. But some of them was quite good. But you got to look at the rap, the actual lyrics, and the way what they stood for. And they brought about criminality on a very big scale. They glorified criminality. They glorified drug taking. They killed hundreds of thousands of people through drug addiction. They destroyed many, many people's lives through their music. How can you glorify that? So Then you had films come out, which also played a massive part in the problems in society. Particularly Straight Out of Compton. What's the other one? New Jack City. Great film. Don't get me wrong here. Don't get me wrong. It's a good film. Colours, one of the best gang films. More realistic. The realism in Colours was just the best I've ever seen or will ever see again. That depict American life in a very, very good way. Brilliant film. And there's other films that have come out that's made made things a lot different. So as kids were growing up in the, say, the noughties, in the 2020, 2021, 2020, not that bloody young. I'm talking about like 2006. It all started basically 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They were born into a different world, a completely different world to the one that was before. Now they've got this attitude. People have had a different attitude. Drugs was becoming a big problem, and rappers were glorifying it, literally glorifying it, and people caught onto it. They enjoyed, they looked at that lifestyle. They wanted an American way of life. They saw Colours, and they saw all the other films that came out, and they said, this is what we wanted. We want an American way of life. And it kind of, for many people, for kids growing up, they really wanted that. So the drugs industry, the drugs people, the dealers, and that become, they become a little bit more richer. People wanted to be like Eminem. Eminem come along, didn't he? And Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Now you've got to look at Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy Dogg, he's made some great, he's a good rapper. He's made some brilliant songs. I mean, I'm saying this is not about disrespecting. This is just a talk, isn't it? He has made some brilliant songs. But he glorifies drugs misuse. And you've got to look at Snoop Dogg now. He's wasted. He's absolutely wasted. His face looks like a prune. Do you want to be like that? That's the way you're going, mate. So his lungs are wasted. It's finished. It's over. He can't even rap anymore. Can't breathe. Do you want to be like that? So this is what's happening. Now you've got 2023, you've got rappers, UK rappers like Ardy, glorifying drugs the same way, glorifying all types of drugs. This really strange attitude. Very antisocial attitude. And you've got like, you've got these kids that are I go, yeah, you know, like, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my heroes were like the 80s pop stars, Michael Dudikoff, Avenging Force. I thought Michael Dudikoff, I looked up to that guy. He was the American Ninja. I looked up to him. I thought he was the bollocks, mate. Van Damme, when I saw Bloodsport, again, completely, I wanted to be like him. Kids are kids, no matter what decade they're born in, they will always have someone to look up to, not just their father, if there is a father. there's no father, which is normally the case, then they have to look up to someone. But most people, I mean, I had a father and I still looked up to Michael Dudikoff and Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal and all the people like that. The 80s music, you know, Paul Young, Howard Jones, Wham. You know, if I remember the Club Tropicana video, and I just wanted Andrew Ridgeley's hairstyle so much, it was just untrue. The same with Human League, the peekaboo hairstyle. I thought that looked really cool. I look back on it now, I realised he was acting like much like a transvestite, actually. To be honest with you, it was a bit strange how I liked that band. But anyway, I didn't understand. I was too young, way too young for that. But I looked up to people, you know. So the same way as 2020, 22, 23, all the way through, no matter what, kids will always look up to someone. So all they've got now are these rap people, Eminem. There are definitely loads of people who look up to that dickhead. But I've got a story about Eminem. I did mention it in my last show. And I'll just repeat it. He stopped talking in his songs that he's recently done. Not many of them, by the way. But he stopped talking, rapping about drugs misuse. Because he actually nearly died. The same as Dr. Dre. The same people that were glorifying this shit. The same people that fucked up this fucking country. Partly to do with them. Don't forget, not entirely. Not entirely, but partly. And they nearly died from it. And now they don't sing about it no more. Now they don't do it anymore. So it takes something like that for you to realise how fucked up it is. And that's how bad it is. So, you know, why would you want to go through that for? Why do you have to go to the very, very last seconds of your life to realise that what you're doing is really, really fucking shit? Like, all them things, all them people, all your family members telling you this is not good for you. This is really, really bad. And it's fucking your life up. I don't care. I'm Eminem. I'm Dr. Dre or whatever you want to call yourself. He does it. So what? My friends do it. So what? They're not dead. Lucky bastards, can't fucking say that down the fucking line that one of them will fucking end up dead. It's just about common sense, isn't it? Not a lot of people got any common sense anymore. So it really is true. There's no common sense. It's just ridiculous. But it's up to you, isn't it? You know, it's your life. But we're just talking about drugs and music, and nothing wrong with that. And with a bit of backstory, so it's great to see though now, Eminem and Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, don't talk about drugs no more. They don't want nothing to do with it. And they're now, through near-death experiences, probably realise how pathetic they were, how destructive they were, and irresponsible. Absolutely, 100% behind what I'm saying. They were incredibly irresponsible. I understand about free speech. NWA was part of that. That I'm totally with. I'm down with it. What they brought was a different approach, that you have to have your say, which is what I'm doing now. But you have to be careful what you do, because, like, you're a rap band. You're going to be idolized by many people, thousands, millions of people, billions of people. So all your music is going all around the world. You're doing pop concerts, or rap concerts, or whatever you want to call it, everywhere in the world. Your way is being transferred to other people and changing their lives, thinking a different way. So you have to be saying, like, yeah, we've got free speech, we understand that, but we can't glorify things. We have to be careful, because if we start glorifying drugs, everyone else will be on it. People that were just like normal people, have a good family behind them, good backing, they're going to be on it. And they're going to fuck their lives up. It's completely irresponsible. And so the movies were different. That was glorifying gang violence. Glorifying drugs. New Jack City is, you know, it's one of those that did glorify that. You know, you put a film out like that, you know, people that have already into NWA and stuff like that, they'll react to that. They'll go, wow, look at that, fucking hell, I want some of that. Is that what that's doing to that person? Do you see? Irresponsible. But it's all about the money, isn't it? So, you know, if you which I've touched on my last one, and as a backstory, I've had several of my friends die of drugs overdoses. Nice, literally, I'm not joking, that these guys, because I knew them properly, they were nice guys. They weren't antisocial, bunch of dicks. They weren't like that. They were just really nice people. Not pretending. There's lots of people that pretend to be nice, but not actually are nice, as well as I know. They're cowards, total cowards. But these people were really nice. And unfortunately slipped into a life of drug dependency for whatever reason. But then they were quiet. They didn't care. They just did their thing. They hidden away. No one smelled it. They didn't cause any trouble for anyone. No one would have known. That's how nice these people were. But they were at a drug dependency. And it wasn't class B drugs either. And you know, they I remember one, I'll tell you one, I won't tell you more, but one of them, so quiet, this guy. You wouldn't ever believe he was on heroin, you know. And he was on this for a good length of time. Don't ask me exactly how, but it would have been about 20 years. That's how fucked up he was. But he needed this stuff, man. And like 20 years, man, you think to yourself, well, if I'm not dead in 20 years, nothing's going to happen to me. One day he took it. This is his own family telling me. He took it one day, and it was too pure, and he died in his sleep. Didn't wake up the next morning. Over 20 years of taking this shit. So if you think that just because nothing's happened to you, nothing will happen to you, you're deluded, mate. And you know, dying in your sleep through drugs, and the fact that you can't get back, you can't have your say. You know, that's scary, isn't it? Like you can't change things because you're already dead. Once you're dead, you're dead. Once your soul comes out of your body, it's over, mate. You use your fucking dirty tongue to try and twist God, you know. It ain't gonna happen. It will with a human, but not with something else. Once you've gone, you're gone. No matter how slippery your tongue is. So, do you want to go through that? My uncle, I did mention this, and I've mentioned it on other platforms too, but this is how important it is to try to get through to people. You know, he told me, I mentioned this on my last one, so I don't have to go into it too much, but he helped me out in a very big way, which is why I am doing this podcast for you guys. And he died too. My nephew died of class B drugs. It's not just class A drugs, class B drugs. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you? The stinky thing. He died from that. Now, if you think you can't die from it, listen to what I'm saying. Because my nephew died from it. I know people that have got serious mental health problems from it. Is it smart now? Do you think it's so smart, do you? Okay. So you got Eminem, all these other people, all these rap stars, glorifying this shit. Now it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's like just gone out of control. And the police of the law, I think the law is partly to blame for the spread. I think the laws in the UK is different to the laws in the United States. Much different, in fact. But slapping someone on the wrist if you get found with this substance is a class B drug. It's not, okay, it's not class A, but it's still class B. And the law needs to change in the UK. I don't know about anywhere else, but it needs to change where you don't get slapped for the first time. You get detained. I don't know what other. I think I don't believe that first time you shit. You've been doing it for, say, probably fucking 10, 15 years. And then you say, no, it's my first time. And you get away with it. It's just fucking ridiculous. I do not buy first time shit. You'd be locked up. I'd say you're going to do. If I was the Prime Minister, I would say anyone caught with a class B drug, or even stinks of it, because obviously you can't hide it because it's that bad. You're going down, and there's no chance of any bail. you have to learn your lesson, man. This is bad for you, man. But I'm not the Prime Minister, so. probably everyone will go, oh, thank God for that. But, you know, a lot of people would be much more healthier and a bit more wiser to the dangers of this shit, you know. So having people die in your family, and that, or quite a few of your friends die of drugs misuse, class B and A, kind of gives me that advantage over everybody else to be able to say these things. It really is true, isn't it? Like, if you've got the experience of death through or drugs misuse, then how could you not listen to me? I have the experience of knowing what's going on. And then when I see people like rap stars, like Ardy, people like that, glorifying shit, it just fucking really annoys me. Because he's the same as anyone else. They just do it because their friends do it. Because Eminem does it. Do you see? All these film stars do it. I suppose it's the same in some ways, like the film stars in the 1930s and 40s when cigarettes came along. Of course, another drug. And it is a drug. There's no two ways about it. And they glorified it. They glorified smoking. So everyone did it. Well, not nearly. I mean, there was some people with common sense, but few and far between. They had nothing to do in the 30s and 40s. They didn't have TVs. They didn't have... Well, probably the richer people had fucking, like, like a nuclear reactor TV. But, you know, they didn't have anything in them days. Literally, not a lot of things. They had cinemas and stuff like that, but they weren't proper cinemas, were they? They were just some kind of projection onto a big screen, which is pretty simple to do. So, and a couple of tin can speakers, you know? Some of these cheapo speakers from fucking China or something. They didn't have nothing. So, when these things came along, it was like in the 60s, they kind of thought, fucking hell, if these musicians and the film stars could do it, then why can't we? It's safe for them to do it. But they were all being guinea pigs, all of them, every fucking one of them. And how many people have died from that? My own father died from it. Riddled with cancer. Riddled. Not just fucking lung cancer. Riddled. And my doctor told me it was cigarettes. He could have still been alive now. If he'd have listened to me. He wouldn't listen to me. But weird, and this is going to help you a lot, weird, right, is that when he was told 1 month before he died, he never touched a cigarette again. A lifetime of addiction. Suddenly, nothing. Too fucking late, mate. Do you want to go through that? So, don't forget, it's drugs, alcohol, drugs. It's just It's a social. It shouldn't be socially acceptable. I've got a fucking Smirnoff there. Right. I've only touched a little bit. Because that's all you need. I mean, I think alcohol is. It's poison. Alcohol is poison. But it's kind of socially acceptable. And it shouldn't be. I don't believe it should be. It should be. But it won't be. It'll never be banned. But alcohol is poisonous. It's one of the. One of the biggest reasons of death in the UK. One of them is liver cirrhosis. It causes so much inflammation in the body. It's just the kidneys, everything. Even just one drink is fucking your body up. So I take it very few and far between. I probably won't even drink that now. Cost me a bit of money because I was told, well, actually, I tasted a bit of Smirnoff raspberry myself, actually. It's quite nice. With, obviously, you can't drink it neat. Fucking hell. You don't have to smell it, man. You're fucking intoxicated. But alcohol is really, really bad for you, you know. Really, really bad. And again, I know people that have died from alcohol poisoning. And again, they didn't have a chance to end it, to say, look, okay, I get it. I'm going to change my ways. I'm never going to drink again. Didn't get the chance. Died immediately, quite quickly. You can just die quickly and you don't get the chance. So. That's all it is, really. It's just glorification. And be careful. You know, I've got a few more minutes now. You've got to be really careful of what you believe. You know, your friends, they don't give a fuck, right? You're going to find it very difficult to find a friend, a really good friend, that tells you not to be doing these things. You know, if you start smoking, if you start alcohol and all that, and your friend continues telling you it's okay, then he's not a good friend. Or she's not a good friend. They have to kind of support you out of that shit. Because if they're a good friend, they won't be doing it anyway. Friends fuck you up. They really do. They just want you to fail as miserably as possible. Unless you've got a good friend. And there is good people out there. So it's not everyone. But for the majority of people, kids especially, they've got a thing called... you know, if you don't do this in my gang, you're not part of the gang, or they'll do things to you. Manipulation. And a lot of kids will have to go with it, peer pressure. And they didn't want to do it. They know. Deep down that what they're doing is wrong. That's going to fuck them up. Fuck their family up even. But they just do it. Because of peer pressure. That's unfortunate. But you have to stay strong. I had the same problem when I was at school. This big gang. Because I was in a bad school, right? Really bad school. And... we had gangs. It was just gangs. That's all it was. And you had this one gang trying to make me do certain things. You're part. If you want to be part of this gang, part of it, we'll look after you and everything else. All this bullshit. You have to comply with the rule, like a rule in some ways. And I just went, listen, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to comply with nothing. I do what I want to do, not what you want to do. If you don't like it, lump it. I'd rather be on my own than go down your fucking rocky road. Do you know? They couldn't even answer that. They couldn't even answer it. They just walked away. And I just stay like, fuck it, I don't give a shit. Why do I need people? Why do I need to obey to this fucking shit? Like, what is this? I'm in school, not in the bloody... not in the bloody army. So, you have to be strong, man. You have to say, nope, I'm not going to comply. Fuck off. If you want to go, you want to end up in prison, you want to end up dead, then you go ahead. Go on then, Mr. Eminem. See what happens to you in your life. And there you go. I hope that's helpful to people. Don't be frightened. If you're a kid, don't be frightened. The last thing I'm going to say is the adults that are supplying drugs to kids. They are the pits. I mean, the utter pits. The worst type of people. Because they are creating problems for others. They are so irresponsible. They don't have a brain. They're the biggest fuckwits you'll ever meet in your life. Ever. Yet they'll laugh at you. That's because they haven't got a brain. It could be parenting. Maybe the parents were fucked in the brain. So if they were fucked in the brain, then the kids are going to be that way. Obviously. Do you see? So it does come from parenting. If your parents were fucked, they were completely doolally, then how are you going to learn the right way? You'll do the same things as your stupid father or your stupid mother. They could have been the worst people. People hated them. But you will also be hated if you go the same road, on the same route, or if you're American route. So I think at some point in your life, you look back and say, my mum and dad were hated by everyone. But why? Then you'll look to yourself, why does people hate me for? But why? Then you've got the answer, haven't you? Right, so guys, I'm going to leave it like that. I hope this has been of help and of use to people. If you've got a serious drug addiction, you can get help. It's not you're not on your own. There's loads and loads of people out there that have got the same problem that are trying to get out of it. Try to help other people. One of the best ways of helping yourself is to help other people. So if you've got like people that are drugged up through probably music, and I do believe it's something to do with that, then you can help that other person. If you're more experienced than the other person, then that is the way out of your problem. But a lot of people don't want to. A lot of people enjoy what they're doing, and that is up to them. This is not about telling you what to do. This is just a talk about drugs and music in society and a bit of a talk. And it's just really interesting. I'm pretty sure loads of people are interested in what I'm saying. Of course, I've got the experience of death in the family and death in with my friends. So no one can say that I'm chatting shit. I'm actually telling the truth. And I'm hoping that this podcast, of course, it's worldwide. It goes worldwide, so everyone will be listening to this. You can get help, all right? I don't know about in America, but I know in the UK you can get help. And if you just sit down one day and just think to yourself where you're at, where you're going, why people hate me so much for, then you can do something about it. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you're on your own. But there is people out there, I understand, that really enjoy what they're doing. And, you know, you can go ahead with that. I mean, that's nothing to do with me. Do you know what I mean? I'm just trying to help people understand how bad this is and where you could end up. Right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, very cleverly, what I'm going to say is the disclaimer at the beginning and the disclaimer at the end. I'm not saying about the rock stars and the rap stars that do all this thing, that glorify drugs. I do believe that is irresponsible, right? I can say that. But I'm not disrespecting you guys, right? It's just a talk, right? It's not defamatory. It's not defamatory to try to help other people, and this is what I'm trying to do. And I'm pretty sure Eminem and Dr. Dre will actually agree with what I'm saying. So now they will anyway. So thanks for tuning in. I'll be back again next Friday or Saturday, because sometimes it's delayed, with the UK singles, albums and film charts, which I know that a lot of people enjoy. I would love to play a lot of more music, but I can't because of copyright. So that is why I have to do it the way I do it. Right, guys, thank you, and stay safe out there. Keep your head up at all times, no matter, even if you're feeling back down, because things will get better for you, I'm pretty sure. Keep thinking positive. Take care, everyone.